This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You can tune in to Prime Video on June 22nd this weekend at 2 p.m. Eastern time to watch The Great American Getaway 400 presented by VisitPA.com from Pocono Raceway. Also, make sure to watch Full Speed Season 2 on Netflix. Full Speed Season 2 is a 5-episode docuseries that takes fans straight into the drama of the NASCAR playoffs and the drivers competing. Full Speed Season 2 gives a real-life look into the life of the track, as well as the action on it as well. Joey Logano, who is a legend, is a 3-time Cup Series champion. He's kind enough to join us right now on the Zach Gelb Show. And Joey, if they tell me this information correctly, you are in a car right now going from Times Square to Yankee Stadium. As a New Yorker, this is not going to be a quick trip for you. You're not going to be able to speed through all this traffic. This is going to be a lot of waiting and waiting and waiting.
I could tell you've been here before because I'm moving very quickly at all. But we're multitasking. It's working good. I'm in the back seat. And, yeah, we're headed to a baseball game. Going to be fun. And then off to Pocono Raceway to do a little racing this weekend.
Now, I know in 2012 you executed that bump and run on Mark Martin. You may want to instruct the driver to do the bump and run here to get you to Yankee Stadium because it's going to take a while.
It's going to take a little bit more than a nudge to move some of these cars. You're going to have to lay it on there and keep pushing. And I don't know if that's going to go over so hot, to be honest with you. It's a lot of horn honking and all that around here, too. So we're trying not to make any enemies at the moment.
Yeah, just be a New Yorker here. I would just roll down the window and just start yelling at people, and then people would think you're right at home, and maybe they would get out of the way for you. Hey, since I brought up Mark Martin, I was reading something, and this goes back to when you were a youngster and you guys had this connection. I think you when you were like 10 or 11, he said he's 100% positive you could become the greatest driver ever. Just what did that mean to you in the moment, and how'd you kind of develop the relationship with him?
Yeah, in the moment, that was massive for my career because in NASCAR, you got to win the right races in front of the right people, and you have to get someone behind you that really supports you, that's respected. And I don't think there's anyone in the industry that's more respected than Mark Martin. And so when he said that, I was a 15-year-old kid, and that's what really put me on the map. And it wasn't 2-3 weeks after that, I had 3 contracts playing in front of me for driver development programs. One was at Roush, one was at Ganassi, and one of them was at Gibbs. And ended up driving for Gibbs for 7 years, the first part of my career. They helped pay for my development, all the things that went along with that. So, yeah, I owe a lot to Mark. I met him just because his son was racing. And so I jumped on board and raced against his kid a little bit and just built a relationship there.
You started racing when you were 6. How did that come about?
I loved cars. I'm a car guy at heart. I love all kinds of cars. And that love started when I was, 5 years old. And when you get your Hot Wheels cars, right, you play with those and then you start to see real cars. And then I got a go-kart for Christmas. And that was the beginning of the end right there. It says every day I got home from school, it was get in the go-kart, completely destroy the yard, neighbor's yards, hit mailbox. I had a big old time. And my family, I think, finally realized that maybe we should take it to a racetrack instead of killing all the plants around here. And really did. Racing was just been a great blessing.
Joey Logano here with us. So you messed up some neighbors' yards, pretty much, is what you were saying?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much lost quite a few shrubs along the way, but definitely learned a lot. Most of my young age there, just driving around in the yard, and then eventually racing quarter midgets and other things too.
You know, when I started driving, it was when I got my permit, and I was like, okay, can I parallel park? When you're driving at such a young age, were you at all fearful at first with the speed and then also the inevitable crashing that goes on with what you were doing?
I think when you're that young, you don't think about this stuff, you know, like as you get older, you start to think more about risks and those type of things. But gosh, when I was a kid, it was no fear. You don't think about what can happen.
Joey Logano here with us. So you became the youngest driver ever to win a Cup Series race at 19. We talked about what Mark said and right, the expectations that were bestowed upon you. How did you handle being a phenom? Just wondering, because now obviously you're more mature, but back then, how do you think you handled it?
Not as good as I should have. And, you know, I think it's I'm lucky, to be honest with you. You see this happen with so many superstar kids is they drink the Kool-Aid, right? They believe it. And really what you need at that age is some tough love at times, right? You need to be able to take some of those tough hits and learn how to lose. And I didn't learn how to lose until I was at the top level. And so I never really had to work at it much. It just was good. And over time, lost my job and then was able to get a great opportunity at Team Penske and have a second chance. But not everyone has that second chance. And unfortunately, you see that happen, whether it's in sports or you see it happen with a lot of child movie stars, right? Is that you kind of get roped into the wrong crowd or you believe
Yeah, I think we lost Joey there as he's in some traffic. So hopefully we could get Joey back up and get him back on the show if he does come back with us. Joey Logano joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I think we're going to get him back up. No, I think we got some connection issues right there. So we enjoyed our conversation with him. We'll see him if we get him back on the show. There's a few more things that I just wanted to ask him as they get set for everything that's going on, racing in the Poconos as well at Pocono Raceway. As you know, you get set for that coming up on June 22nd at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, the Great American Getaway 400 presented by visitpa.com from Pocono Raceway. So if we get Joey back on, that'd be great. If not, we'll keep it moving. But I do think that he's reconnected. I see him jumping back on board, so maybe we get him back on here for a few more minutes right here on the Infinity Sports Network before we do say goodbye. Can you guys hear him or no? No? Okay, that's fine. So that's Joey Logano. Obviously, we enjoyed the conversation. Oh, no, I think we got Joey back. So, Joey, where we lost you, we talked about you being a phenom and how you didn't really like lose that much. What still fuels you with how much you've accomplished so much? What still motivates you as you continue your racing journey?
Yeah, I think it's probably a couple things. The biggest thing is I hate to lose, right? I hate more than I like winning. But as I've worked at Team Penske for now almost 15 years, I realized what winning means, not just to myself or my family, it's the people on the team. You know, the impact that it makes to win a championship for thousands of people is massive. And that to me is the real motivator now, because I love seeing the joy in their face. I love seeing the bonuses that they get when we win, right? Like that stuff matters. And I think now I've realize that I don't do it necessarily for me as much as I want to do it for everyone else now. And when you're young, you don't think that way at all.
Hey, just wondering, I have a friend, we call him the Bayou Bear, and he's a huge fan. He's going to the race this weekend. And he wanted me to ask you this, the playoff system. So a lot of fans want the old school playoff format based off points. Clearly you've benefited greatly from this new system and you found a way to use it to perfection. Just what are your thoughts on the playoff system and some people that want to go back to how it was done many years ago?
I like it, what we have now. And we got to remember, we changed it for a reason, right? Like we went from, you know, it was just 36 races, score all the points, no playoff system at all. And the champion would be crowned with three races to go at the end of the year. That's kind of boring. and nobody wanted to see that. So they wanted to develop something better. And this is what we got now, is the playoff system. The bottom line is everyone's going to be happy. There's always going to be someone saying, oh, this was better back then. But when you look at what we have now, we have these do or die moments, just like every other professional sport when it comes to the playoffs, where you perform or you're out. And you got to live with the consequences either way. And so our playoff system rewards consistency through the regular season. It rewards winning through the regular season to seed you better. But at the same time, there's always the underdog story that can, you know, get hot at the right time, figure everything out, and go win the championship and take it from what may have been the best team to the first 26 races in the regular season. Just like every other sport, we have that. So I like what we got. And I know everyone's going to say, well, it's because you won a lot of them. But I really do enjoy it.
How about more road courses? Is that something that intrigues you with all the talk of that?
Well, we got six of them now. That's quite a few road courses. I think that's plenty. You know, for years, all we had was two. Six of them is quite a bit. We got to remember where our roots are as well. Our roots are, you know, back on ovals, right? Like, that's what we did. But I also think it's important for us to jump out of our comfort zone. And race fans seem to love road course racing. I like in our sport that we're not doing the same thing every week. Like, we're the only form of motorsports that's driving at different types of racetracks every single week, whether it's road courses, mile and a half, short tracks. Shoot, we ran dirt a few times, right? Like, everything, super speedways on top of it. So as a driver, that's pretty attractive to get to do a lot of different things, that you're not just a one trick pony at the end of your career.
Wrapping up with Joey Logano. So you're going to the Yankee game tonight, obviously, right? You're a legend in your sport. What type of sports fan are you, though, when it doesn't have to come to racing?
I'm a casual sports fan. I love watching sports. I don't have the time to dive in as deep as I like to. So I really love learning about what makes athletes tick. Yeah, so I'm definitely like a docuseries type of fan, where I like seeing how they prepare, because I'm trying to learn something for myself. Maybe I can apply some of these things. But my oldest son is a big NBA fan right now. So I have naturally become an NBA fan as I watch him love the game. But most of the time, my mind is fully consumed in motorsports.
And right, you're in the public spotlight. We all know that. You have this Netflix docuseries where they follow you around. Is that tough to separate? Because when you get in your home or when you get off the track, it's kind of your own personal time where you decompress. Was there a little skepticism to do this with Netflix?
Well, I think anytime a camera comes in your home, you're probably a little bit skeptical. You probably should be if you're not. So it was fine, though. You know, you as you go along with it, you get a little more comfortable. And how things are going, and you kind of it's funny for us, you know, we have kids, and so you gotta explain to the kids what's going on, like, why is these cameras in our home, what's going on here, and even when you go out in public, if there's a camera following you, everyone's looking at you kind of weird, like, what the hell's this guy doing, right? So you get this kind of these interesting moments, but they did a great job of telling the story. I really do think so. Not only the story of what NASCAR is and the playoffs for the, you know, the new fan, but it also goes into, you know, much deeper aspects as the drivers prepare for races, and then also the personal life for the people that are into that. So they did a good job with the documentary and following along. And obviously I thought it had a great ending winning the championship. It was great.
Last thing I'll ask you, just since we were talking about other sports, and this has crossed over into your sport. I had Denny Hamlin on probably about like a year ago or last some point last summer, and we talked about his relationship with Michael Jordan and them co-owning the same team. What does that mean for the sport of NASCAR to have Michael so involved in it?
Well, obviously he's an icon, right, in so many different ways. So having him involved is nothing but good, right? Even if we have to compete against him, he's bringing a whole new fan demographic, along with him, right? The NBA fan. And honestly, like, I think Michael Jordan has fans that never even watched the NBA, right? They just like Michael for who he is and what he stands for, and you know, the empire that he's built is so amazing. So having him involved in stuff is something really cool to see. He's built a really competitive race team in a short amount of time. I know that's not a surprise to anybody to see Michael Jordan do that.
Yeah, none whatsoever. All righty. Enjoy the sirens, enjoy the traffic, and have a good night at Yankee Stadium. Really do appreciate you jumping on board with us today.
All right. Thank you very much.
There you go. Yep. Joey Logano joining us, the three-time champion on the Zach Gelb Show right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Let's take a break. We'll come on back. We'll update you some of the biggest stories in the world of sports with some audio with the news brief on the other side. Update time first. Oh, look at this pleasant surprise. You know, let me tell you, there are Fridays in the summer. Usually I'm not here. This is one of them that I am here. After this week, I don't think I'm here for a while on Fridays. I'm off a
look
lot
at you, the high
of Fridays.
Roller.
No, I strategically plan out my vacations. I don't take off a lot during football season. So in the summer, I enjoy having 3-day weekends.
And some of us have more days than others. Good for you.
Yes, good for you. That is true as well. But when I think of sunshine on a summer Friday, no one brightens up a summer Friday like Marco Belletti. This is a pleasant surprise. How you doing?
Yeah, Belletti sunshine. That sounds about right. Yeah.
You're the most positive person I know.
I think they go hand in hand. I do.
You're the most friendly person here at the network as well.
I've heard that. I have heard that before. I have.
Well, we'll come on back with the news brief. Here he is, Mr. Sunshine himself, Marco Belletti.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.